Krishna is here. Big shout out to Black Krishna. Free Thought Radio coming up. Rude Awakening coming up. My bad. It's been a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning with all of you. Big shout out to Illa G, Lakeisha, Melissa, Kefati. I forgot your name, man. Don't worry, you can holler at me at Facebook, Nunu Nerez, NUNUNOOREZ. Get at me at twitter.com/NunuNTO. And I entertain y'all. Peace, love. You having a blessed, blessed Tuesday. And I will catch you all again. We'll do it all over again Friday morning, 2 to 6. Come check for me, alright? This was a night shift. Peace, baby.
Something wonderful inside of me. Papa, gotta live up to the words. Everyone's talking. I gotta be somebody. And for my baby, I'm growing up as fast as I can. I gotta make life better for everyone. Just to survive, babe.
I gotta what's it gonna be?
Something beautiful inside of me.
Oh yeah.
Something wonderful inside of me.
Oh yeah.
Something beautiful inside of me.
Oh yeah.
Something wonderful inside of me.
Let's get em.
You're listening to the dopest overnight radio show in the city. It's the world famous, Night Shift. It's the world famous Night Shift with Nunu and Spoon.
It is.
On CKLN 88.1. Now turn your radios up.
And good morning, CKLN listeners. Shout outs to Nunu. Hopefully you enjoyed the hip-hop he was playing. Just about to get the hip-hop playing again here on the show. It is the 6th day of July, 2010. And as your host here, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, Mondays to Thursdays here on CKLN's Rude Awakening, I do engage in some free thought radio, free as a free human being, as free as we can be in this culture, and also free in the sense of, just tune in, turn on your radio, tell your friends if you'd like. Because we do tend to discuss things that most other shows and media don't. And because here at Community Radio, we're trying to represent the community. We don't take money. We don't get paid for doing this stuff. We do it for the love. And hopefully you folks out there feel the love. Hopefully you felt the love from Nunu for the last 4 hours. Spinning the bomb hip-hop. Because this is the stuff that gets you going. I know personally that when I'm hitting the streets, regardless, before I was into fighting the New World Order back in, before I was into fighting the New World Order, it was back in, say, 03, Get Rich or Die Trying comes out. And, I even wrote a song about that. Quarters stop, drop, gotta readjust, 50s yelling hood, and in thugs we trust. And every time I got fight with my girlfriend, then I would find that, I'd drive away and I'd just bump the Get Rich or Die Trying and hear 50 scream, what up, blood? What up, cuz? What up, blood? What up, gangster? And they say I walk around like I got an S on my chest. Now that's a semi-auto and a vest on my chest. And then if I had a fight with my girlfriend, well, it didn't mess me up as bad as it could have, thanks to the fact that I had some hip-hop on tap. To reinflate the raisins into watermelons, as it were, and so that's why it's important because there's tons and tons of facts out there, tons and tons of information Just reading the cover of the Metro this morning. The head of CSIS apparently thinks that and won't retract the fact that he thinks a couple of provincial governments in Western Canada have been infiltrated by spies, by Chinese spies. And so this is the type of crap they throw at us and the type of crap they want us to get used to, including the G20 situation, which I had a couple of colleagues on yesterday here on CKLN joining me in the studio from Press4Truth.ca, PressForTruth.ca, the Press for Truth Journalism Company, Dan Dixon, Brian Law, as I guest hosted Word of Mouth Mondays last night from 7 to 8 p.m., and they sat in with me and we had an extended conversation about the film United We Fall, about three countries, two sides, and one union, essentially the bureaucratic and political merger of Canada, America, and Mexico behind the scenes by the corporate elites in all three countries who get together themselves, they meet, they kind of agree on how they want to carve it up, and then... Wow, it should mean something to yell. Anyway, I'll get back to this in a sec. I'm going to let Drake... Drake, Kanye, Weezy, and Eminem break down why you would want this country and this future forever. Works for me. I hope something works for you. And yeah, we get to do this.
Last name ever, first name greatest. Like a sprained ankle, boy, ain't nothing to play with. Started off local, but thanks to all the haters, I know G4 pilots on a first name basis. In your city, faded off the brown. Nino, she insists she got more class. We know, swimming in the money, come and find me. Nemo, if I was at the club, you know I balled. Chemo, dropped the mixtape, that shit sounded like an album. Who'd have thought a countrywide tour be the outcome? Labels want my name beside an X like Malcolm. Everybody got a deal, I did it without one. Yeah, nigga, I'm about my business. Killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit list. Everyone who doubted me is asking for forgiveness. If you ain't been a part of it, at least you got to witness. Bitches,
it may not mean nothing to y'all. Understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. I'm shutting shit down in the mall. Telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't need no plan in the call. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine.
Ever Mr. West is in the building. Ain't no question who about to kill.
I used to have hood dreams. Big fame, big change. I stuck my dick inside his life until that bitch came. And went hard all fall like the ball teams. Just so I could make it rain all spring. Y'all seen my story, my glory. I had raped the game young. You could call it statutory. When a nigga blow up, they gon' build statues from me. Old money, Benjamin Button. What? None. Super bad chicks giving me mixed love. You would think I ran the world like Michelle's husband. You would think these niggas know me when they really doesn't. Like they was down with the old me. No, you fucking wasn't. You such a fucking loser. He ain't even go to class, Bueller. Trade the Grammy plaques just to have my granny back. Remember she had that bad hip like a fanny pack. Chasing the stardom to turn you to a maniac. All the way in Hollywood and I can't even act. They pull their cameras out and goddamn they snap. I used to want this thing forever, y'all can have it back.
It may not mean nothing to y'all. Understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. Want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. I'm shutting shit down in the mall. It's telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't need no plan in the call. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine.
Okay. Hello, it's the Martian, Space Jam Jardins. I want this shit forever, wake up and smell the garden. Fresher than the harvest, step up to the target. If I had one guess, then I guess I'm just New Orleans. And I would never stop, like I'm running from the cops. Hopped up in my car and told my chauffeur to the top. Life is such a fucking roller coaster, then it drops. But what should I scream for? This is my theme park. My mind shine even when my thoughts seem dark. Pistol on my side, you don't wanna hear that thing talk. Let the king talk, check the price and pay attention. Lil Wayne, that's what they gotta say or mention. I'm like Nevada in the middle of the summer. I'm resting in the lead, I need a pillow and a cover. My foot sleeping on the gas. No brake pads, no such thing as last. It may not mean nothing to y'all. Understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut this shit down in the mall. And telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want this shit forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. Go. Back in stadiums, it's shady, spits his flow. Nuts they go, macadamia, they go so ballistic, whoa. He can make them look like bozos, he's wondering if he should spit this slow. Fuck no, go for broke, his cup just runneth over, oh no. He ain't had him a buzz like this since the last time that he overdosed. They've been waiting patiently for Pinocchio to poke his nose. Back into the game and they know rap will never be the same as before. Passing in the brains of these hoes and establishing a name as he goes. The passion and the flame is ignited, you can't put it out once we light it. This shit is exactly what the fuck that I'm talking about when we ride. You dealing with a few true villains who stand inside of the root truth spilling and spit true feelings until our two feelings come flying up out of our mouths. Never mind it. Payback, motherfucker, for the way that you got at me. How's it taste? When I slap the taste out of your mouth with the bass so loud that it shakes the place. I'm Hannibal Lecter, so just in case you're thinking of saving face, you ain't gonna have no face to save by the time I'm through with this place. So Drake,
it may not mean nothing to y'all. Understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. Want this shit forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut this shit down in the mall. And telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want this shit forever mine, ever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
It's one small step for man. One giant leap for
Lord of the mercy, all nice and decent crew. Follow me now, listen. Say hi, Dick, yes, you're rolling hip hop. Say J Roll, yes, you're rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip hop. Say Black Soul, come to rockin' that.
From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate. The whole and not the half of it. Forecasting after map of it. Projectile and I'm blast away. Accurate assassin shit. Me and Quali close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top your master this. Shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather it. Connecting like a roundhouse from the townhouse to the tenements. Cause all my Brooklyn residents on the heavy regiments. Don't believe, hear the evidence. We're Brooklyn. See that? Buy the ticket all, can't believe that. From where they send the tree at to where the police react. Tell them quality, equality, and tell them what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and Cash. We trust, cause it's ghetto fabulous. Life look pretty, what a pity. Blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense. Street sense is dominant, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body, you must know karate. You think your soul is bulletproof like Sade. Stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituaries. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type, who'd have thought they was frontin'. Talking loud like you and RCA, get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day, yo, it's like
1, 2, 3. And that's right, folks. We are back. Special shout outs to a caller who called in, Kardashian, as far as I know, Analog Sound Crew here in Toronto. He wants to shout out Black Star to all the ladies out there. And yeah, they shot Tupac and Biggie. There's too much violence in hip hop. Why, oh. And I remember talking yesterday to the DJ, who came on after me at 8 o'clock here on CKLN Radio after I guest hosted Word of Mouth Mondays with my colleagues Dan Dix and Brian Law from Press 4 Truth at pressfortruth.ca. That's pressfortruth.ca, where you can see an amazing film, United We Fall, and amazing videos about the G20, where they caught just a ton of stuff. As Press for Truth had 15 cameras on the streets of TDOT, locking down the spot and making sure that we know what's going on in the city. Not just what the cops are doing, because the cops are doing crazy things. And our cops aren't that stupid. So somebody was ordering to do pretty stupid and crazy things. Probably the feds. But the bottom line is, what the hell did the state want us to experience during the G20? So we broke that down a bit more, because it's important. Because it sucked. And if it's going to happen again, we got to make sure that it doesn't happen as suckily, and that we make sure it doesn't happen again. You know, it's an even better idea. And so here on the show, here on Rude Awakening, Mondays to Thursdays from 6 to 7 a.m., here on CKLN 88.1, CKLN.fm, rather, online in Rogers Cable Box 947. Try and break that down for you.
Talib Kweli, we came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop.
Do you have any idea of the chaos you have caused around here? Nobody knows what you're doing.
That's exactly the way I like it.
I have to admit, me and Kev, this is Chaos, a.k.a. Kevin Brereton, I think. Kevin, not Brereton. I think I got that wrong. But this is the artist Chaos. This is the album, yes. And, yeah, this is, I'm feeling more and more Homer-centric here. I'm in a pretty damn good mood, you know, looking at some pretty damn bad news in this city, because it's a phenomenal city here in Toronto. Great people. I know I act like a total whack job, and I'm accepted as there are other whack jobs here, because we're not whack jobs, we're individuals. In a city like this, where you have pretty much every culture, every group of people, you know, and tons of individuals, we learn here in tolerant Toronto to give each other space to operate. And as a result of that, you know, we operate pretty well, and we're a model for the world. We're a model in a couple of different ways, though. We're a model in the sense that the New World Order, the Anglo-American establishment, the powers that be evil, including the Queen, who's here touring Canada for 9 days with her husband, Prince Philip, and she, I see, is one of the central architects of this New World Order, her and her family. I know the media sells her as a doddering old fool, but this doddering old fool is on half the money in the world, including ours.
Rock, I'm West Indie hip hop with many styles. I'm from the Trinity, I full stop. No comma.
And so, you know, the British Empire ran the world for like 500 years. They stole $1 trillion worth of stuff from India. They stole billions or trillions from everywhere else. And their system of free trade in the 1500s that was developed by philosopher John Dee is currently what's being exported worldwide now, where they basically say, you know, lower your tariffs, don't protect your own goods, and we'll invest in your country, and foreign capital will flow in. And then, you know, you do that, and they destroy your industry. This was even famous back in India in the early 1900s, you know, when Gandhi was advocating that people use homespun. What did homespun mean? He was saying, make your own clothes. Because what was happening in India was that the British, who were running the country, they basically said, you know, we're gonna get you guys to pick the cotton, and we're gonna you know, ship it back to England, and we're gonna get our English tailors there to make the clothes, and then ship them back to India, and then, you know, charge you for them. And, you know, Gandhi was like, what? We have the cotton here. We can make our own clothes. You know, we've been around for a few thousand years, and we wasn't naked when you showed up. In fact, we had nice stuff. Go look at the pictures. Look at the art. Look at the way our kings and queens dressed, and others in our culture. We know what we're doing. Look at all the stuff we built. We don't need you guys to make our clothes. And so Gandhi back in the day was advocating the idea of homespun in India as a resistance against this type of system of free trade. And now nearly 100 years later, it's still here and it's still worth considering. It's now sort of, you know, translated into buy local, you know, where you can shop at your local farmer's market and you can support, you know, your local clothing retailers and so on. And local smaller businesses. I know growing up in Scarborough, holler at your boy Scarlet World, hold your head up, everybody. I know in Scarborough, I love the fact that there was a bunch of really neat small businesses there. There's a bunch of little restaurants and Indian food store and Filipino food store and you know, a bunch of funky places to get a beer or a bite. And that was my childhood growing up. And that's even if you go to Scarborough right now, you'll see that you know, a lot of Scarborough is built like that. The most multicultural city in the world, and there's a whole bunch of people trying to get their hustle on and provide something else in the community that people will appreciate. If you can cook, great. Cook me some good food. I'll give you some of the Queen's money for it, and I'll get to try it. And I'm so glad you're here to give me this experience. And so on. And now we're moving more towards an era of homogenization and less individuality and less innovation as you go to, say, Mississauga or other, suburbs of Toronto, I guess, post-amalgamation. It's hard to know what to call them, but other boroughs. And you see a lot of big box stores. And I've had fun at Jack Astor's, and I think the food's great, and the girls are always cute and friendly, and the guys, too, for that matter. But you know, it's less of an individual type of thing, and there's less uniqueness. And so you go to some places and you got the strip mall, you got a Jack Astor's, and you got a Best Buy, and you got a Home Depot, and you got a whatever, you got a Walmart floating by eating everything. So you know, we have to look at these changes in our culture and see how they're affecting us, because the less options we have, the less options we have to enjoy the world. And so, you know, as you start to see these changes happening in your culture, you have to react to them. Because if you don't react to them consciously, you're going to react to them subconsciously. And subconsciously, you're going to accept, well, this is just the way life is. I'm pissed off most of the time. I'm depressed or whatever. Stuff happens. You know, the G20 thing, people are like, oh, just forget it, move on, it's over, they left. Yeah, but what if they do that again? You know, what if it's worse? You know, at this G20 summit, they were locked down half the city, kicked half of us out, pretty much, or at least scared us from coming downtown. And so on and so forth. It was just a huge mess. And that's all part of globalism. So I'd like to play a clip from July 1st, the 1st of July, Canada Day, from the Alex Jones Show, which I basically titled Globalism is Death. And AJ, much like myself, although he's better at it, gets a ton of practice explaining this stuff. So in 4 hours a day of radio, plus. So, yeah, he should be able to break it down for you. My Winamp is acting weird. They used to grow food in Kansas. Now they grow it on the moon and eat it raw. Even your home garden's gonna be against the law. This is Bob Dylan, everybody.
Ron Paul scheduled to be joining us. Coming up the next segment, the caller had a great point. How do you defeat an army that doesn't come openly bearing its standard? How do you defeat a covert corporate army that comes in and builds takeover mechanisms that are actually businesses? So as they're taking you over, they're making larger and larger profits. So they're financing themselves all the way along. A microcosm of that is the G20. Bank heads openly have giant stock in all these private security firms. They had Canada pay tens of millions of dollars to their own security firms and gave them the authorization to arrest protesters. And now it's come out that they weren't even licensed and there wasn't even a law. They just lawlessly came in and had private security goons, that's CBC TV today, and grabbed Canadian citizens off the street, impersonating officers. And the cops don't care. No one will be charged. It's all selectively enforced. Then Charlie Veach, an activist, jokes and calls himself the love police, and so they arrest him. And that's an example of how the corporate government is literally running everything. As I said earlier, you read these SPP documents, and it's the North American Union meeting, and you've got the corporate governors there calling all of the shots. They're there telling the Secretary of States and the other heads of the bureaucracies in Canada, the United States, and Mexico what they're going to do. The corporations will have a vote amongst themselves, and then they will deliver that vote in the meeting to the politicians, and then they will swear to develop it extra-legislatively, extra-judicially, through the executive and the bureaucracy. And you've got the media heads there, and they go and then instruct all of their underlings on the policy. This is an outside corporate looting, just like major corporations got together and went in 150 years ago or so and overthrew China and broke it up in many parts. That's all. I mean, it's just kind of like private corporations were operating all over the United States when they were taking it from Native Americans and killing them, or the British East India Company in India. I mean, they would command British armies. This is a British model. If you read 200 years ago, the British East India Company, more than 200 in some cases, with huge battles with Maharajas and other leaders that, you know, as they were conquering India, it took them hundreds of years from their ports to build and expand. And it would be huge British armies, British Scottish troops and Indian forces they'd trained, lined up in just huge 3-4 day long battles. And the British East India Company would be there commanding those operations. And that's the New World Order. And so you go, why is the media telling me about 11 Russian spies and I should, you know, just literally have a heart attack and die? Why are they telling me about men in turbans that might kill me? I better give all my rights up. And then you get the government documents and all the trainings actually for you, the American people. See, they tell you give up your rights and let a police state unfold to stop the Ruskies or stop the Arabs. And I'm sure if you gave the Ruskies unlimited power, they would take over. If you gave the Arabs unlimited power, they would. That's the nature of humans. But the group that has taken over and is raping us and has created $600 trillion in derivatives and is doing all of this is the globalist. Globalism is tyranny. Globalism is treachery. It is treason. It is a corporate takeover of the United States. What did Smedley Butler say? He said when big U.S. corporations, which aren't loyal to our country, even, you know, 80, 90 years ago, whenever they wanted to take over a third world country, they just send the Marines down and they take it over. For corporate interest, you as taxpayers would pay to send the leathernecks down there, you know, strong, you know, killers, American killers, wrapped in the American flag for the very robber barons that had murdered the Indians and were murdering American squatters and people that started their own farms and ranches. I've looked at the statistics. There were almost as many white people killed by the railroad operatives and the gold mine operatives as there were Native Americans. That's corporatism and it's fascism. It's not free market. So really nothing new under the sun. This is a private mercenary army. Our military, our police, more and more. The CIA's had a coup of this country decades ago. And they just completed their takeover when they killed Kennedy. And we as a society have to make a decision about all of this and whether or not we're going to let these offshore corporations that are engaged in a hostile corporate overthrow of our republic get away with it. See, they're getting rid of your due process, your property rights, your Second Amendment, everything that comes with a free society. So globalism is death. Globalism is the end of America. Globalism is our enemy. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Key information straight ahead. Our site's InfoWars.com.
Omega was born in cassette tapes. In 88, hip-hop took control. Back then, when my girlfriend's name was Nicole, rest in peace her soul. We had fun, I think back, child prodigy, gifted in black, freestyling, we wildin', banging on tables. I still have fun, my trio run, me and Babel, living on.
And we're back, CKLN listeners. Again, that was Alex Jones from The Alex Jones Show from Canada Day, the 1st of July, 2010. Talking about how globalism is death. That's right. You can talk about globalization and you talk about, oh, it's inevitable. Globalization, it happens. You know, the world's getting more interconnected. Well, the problem is that, you know, you may not be aware of exactly what it means. The only reason that people would want to globally, you know, centralize power and create global governance structures is because they don't want you running ish where you live. And they can't just do that. You know, nobody can just tell you, you know, right now, no one can tell you how to run your household. No one can tell you how to run your apartment. No one can tell you how to whatever. But they've started to, and they've certainly, you know, you know, tried to make clear what normal is and what normal isn't. And even managing a furniture store at Queen and Bathurst, you know, nice, fairly high end, not the highest end in Toronto, but fairly nice furniture store, Queen and Bathurst, for the better part of a year, 6 days a week for 8 hours a day. I got to encounter a ton of people who some of them were confident about their choices. Some of them weren't. Some of them wanted to know, you know, what to buy, what went with what. And, you know, you get the knack of it after a while working there and working with some designers in Toronto. And people would hire designers and say their friends are designers, and that was a huge business, obviously, as people put together a look for you. Because we are getting, in some cases, you know, less confident about our choices outside of, you know, the ones proscribed by experts. And this is especially true for women, also true for men, as we get more feminized, you know, as the attacks on our masculinity continue with xenoestrogen leaking from plastic water bottles and from soy products, for that matter. So if you drink soy, if you're on soy, if you have a soy latte and you're a guy, just know that, you know, your twigs and berries are being affected, or your twig and berries are being affected by it. And you know, your ability as a man to be a man may be being compromised by design, by the New World Order, as part of their scientific chemical attack on us, because they're trying to geld us. We wouldn't agree to this stuff. Oh, it's on. That's what it is. It's on shuffle. I got to get this off shuffle. But on that note, I'm going to play another dude. I played him yesterday. I'm going to play a bit more of this clip for you from the Alex Jones Show from the 25th of June. Jesse Ventura. Why? Because he's as a guy, you know, I got people that don't believe a damn thing I'm saying, even though they know I'm right. So. You know, whatever. I'm not, you know, who am I? You don't have to believe me. You know, I'm just a dude that does this crazy stuff like other dudes do. But Jesse Ventura was a former Navy SEAL. So, boom. What are you going to say to a former Navy SEAL? Former underwater demolitions expert who co-signs the fact that 9/11 had to be an inside job once he finally looked at the evidence, you know, that people were pointing out. And okay, so he's a Navy SEAL, so he's a tough guy. Former wrestler and actor in the movie Predator with a big Gatling gun and, of course, wrestling in the World Wrestling Federation. Now, of course, World Wrestling Entertainment or whatever, WWE. And then after doing all that, he was the governor of Minnesota, elected as an independent. I think he was mayor in Minnesota of a town first and then became governor. But he was an independent governor, totally snuck up on everybody, was visited by the CIA. And 20 people from the CIA visited his office in some sort of weird training or, you know, see the celebrity politician. Why don't you join us for this thing? Episode where 20 normal members of the community in Minnesota, you know, led by a couple of main CIA officers, came to Governor Ventura's place and said, just let you know we're here. And I want you to know that that we're here and keeping an eye on things. And he's like, aren't you guys not allowed to operate domestically? Like, we got the FBI for that. You guys supposed to be operating overseas, foreign intelligence. And they kind of just smiled and went, sure. Whatever, buddy. So anyway, I'm gonna give you a clip from Jesse Ventura. Manly, not manly like Elizabeth, but a guy who's, you know, he's constantly keeping his mind open. He's so tough, he can learn something new and handle it. And he can probably teach us a thing or two new, too. So Jesse Ventura on the Alex Jones Show.
This is a British model. If you read 200 years ago, the British East Indies,
there it is.
Citizens outside of judicial law, and only an act of Congress can order your release or even find out where you are. We're going to discuss all of this today. And he's also had some really spooky things happen. I wish he could tell you more, but he'll tell you as much as he can, you know, with his contract with True TV. He can't, you know, ahead of the scene.
I was honest. I said, no, sir. I said, but I know I only have an hour with you, and I glanced at my watch, and I see that I only have 20 minutes left, and I'd like to ask you some personal questions if I could. And he said to me, ask me anything you want. And so then I went in and asked him about the murder of John F. Kennedy, because it was something that I had studied for the better part of my adult life. And here I had a chance to talk to someone who was right in the middle of it, and who in some scenarios he was attempted to be blamed for it. And so I wanted to get his perception of what happened back then. And, you know, if you're open-minded like me, I realize that there, to every story, there's going to be three or four sides to that story. And to fully understand the story, you need to talk to three or four sides. And that's the problem, again, getting back to our country today, Alex. We're not getting three or four sides. We're getting one.
Well, as you've said, we have the two parties that are really almost identical twins.
Oh.
And they give us basically different flavors of poison Kool-Aid. But at the end of the day, there's really no difference.
No, there's none whatsoever. It's all the stuff that's coming out, you know, and then, we'll transition now, you know. Let's go to the show. We've been out shooting some episodes, and last week I spent the whole 2 to 3 days basically under surveillance by Homeland Security and tailed by the Coast Guard and all other sorts of stuff. And we weren't doing anything illegal at all. We were merely going somewhere to film something.
Well, they've got to know that Governor Jesse Ventura isn't going to stage a terror attack.
Well, I would think they wouldn't. I think that my record speaks for itself, that I love my country, but that I'm a firm believer, Alex, that before you go out and chastise someone like Hugo Chavez, that you should make sure that your own backyard is clean and tidy and up to snuff.
Can you even give people
that about the United States of America today? We have a lot of problems in our own backyard that we ought to take care of instead of meddling in everyone else's business.
Can you give people a hint as to the type of thing you were trying to get a look at?
Well, we just wanted to film a certain location in the country. So, and we were in the water. We were in international water. And we just wanted to photograph what was there. And we were tailed by the Coast Guard and put under surveillance by Homeland Security.
Well,
and before we could even go out, we had a whole harbor of boats that wouldn't take us because of fear of Homeland Security.
And now,
Alex, isn't Homeland Security there supposed to be protecting us?
Yes, they are.
Then why are they striking fear into United States citizens, red, white, and blue people through and through, like me and you, and like a lot of these fishermen? Why are they spreading that type of fear to them?
Well, it's come out in Homeland Security documents that they wear the black uniforms to intimidate.
I don't know about all that, but you know what? I'm starting to call them the Gestapo. And that's some pretty strong words, Alex.
It is. Elaborate on that, Governor.
Well, to me, they seem to be some sort of security force that's getting control of everything in our country now, and they supersede anything else because they're federal. Much the same as the federales in Mexico.
Well, they've also been caught breaking the law, spying without warrants on American citizens, that even in non-terror-related cases. And they don't want you showing the public what you were showing, because there's 36 of those they're building around the country, and it's not defensive. But I better be quiet at that.
No, and you're what you're talking about is not what I'm talking about.
Oh, I knew you guys were working on that other thing. Oh,
we're working on all sorts of different stuff right now. We got 8 to 10 episodes to do, and I'm already working on 3 to 4 right now as we speak. Some days I'm doing this episode, other days I'm doing that one. But no, it's a kid. Then I also found it very interesting. I went to a place where Alex, for the mere infraction of trespassing, it's become a capital offense.
Really?
They can shoot and kill you for trespassing.
And that's a place out in the desert.
Well, and there's no fences or anything. And if you make the mistake and cross this line out there, it's authorized. They can kill you without a trial or anything.
Governor, your phone was just breaking up. I hate to add to the conspiracy atmosphere, but I repeat what you just said because your phone was breaking up.
I'm sorry. Well, the place that we were at has no fences or anything. It's marked, but there's nothing to stop anyone from going through, and lethal force is authorized. Now imagine if you're out in the desert, you're not paying attention, and you're riding a dirt bike or something, and you pass by this particular boundary that's not very well marked, and they have the right to shoot you and kill you?
Because they say they have the right.
Well, it says that it's authorized, and that the federal law is listed underneath it. So apparently somewhere along the line, our Congress gave them the right to kill you for trespassing.
Back, folks. That's right. Crazy, crazy laws are being passed behind the scenes, and that's why we got to look a little deeper into what that means. Hopefully you enjoyed that clip from the Alex Jones Show of AJ and JV talking a little smack, because it's fun and it's empowering too. And when I see people are unable to, or they shy away from it, they blank out. You know, I was at my cousin's place the other day, and me and his dad started talking some smack. His dad's from India. His mom and dad are here to stay with him for a while. And I was out visiting family on the west side. And so we were getting into some political stuff. And he was kind of tuning out a bit, flipped on the TV on Wimbledon Sunday. And a couple of pretty girls on TV in really, really short skirts and relatively revealing tops. You know, running around chasing tennis balls on a green background, and all three of us just went bleh, and just kind of locked on the TV for a sec before me and his dad went back to babbling a bit less effectively. But we went back to babbling where his cuz was just enthralled in the tennis, which he's a huge fan of, I suppose, when there's pretty girls playing. And sometimes when guys are too. So that's our culture, though. And the New World Order knows this. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with pretty girls. God, everything's right with pretty girls. God damn. this is not a problem. The problem is the New World Order's weaponization of our culture, including things like, the 12-foot tall, posters. If you go to the Eaton Center, you can go anywhere, really, any mall. You see these 12-foot tall Amazon women. Airbrushed to perfection, and they're just intimidating figures. 12 foot tall pictures of beautiful, pretty people staring down at us and reminding us that we're not as beautiful, not as pretty, not as whatever. And this is an old trick. This is a trick from Babylon back in the days when the pharaohs used to put giant pictures of themselves up to intimidate the people and convince the people that that they were, gods. And then more recently, Stalin did this in communist Russia, Mao did this in communist China, Saddam Hussein did this in Saddamist Iraq, and so on. And here in our consumer culture, the technique is switched from, you know, giant pictures of, say, Obama, although that's happened, and Bush, for that matter. You know, Harper, to some degree, we're a little more modest here in Canada. So it's tougher to get away with that. But we do go shopping, and we do go to the malls. We do have all these reminders of what we don't have. And then sometimes we forget, you know, what we do. And so that's something that we should try and address. But yeah, crazy laws being passed in the U.S. Cover the Metro today. I'll give you a perfect example of how El Juxtaposo works, you know, if I can. My brain cannot process this well. And my brain, I'm trying to maximize it. I do break it a lot, you know, like everybody else does, sucking back the fluoride and glucose, fructose. It's full of mercury, according to a Washington Post article from about a year ago, here in my Arizona iced tea, which I often sip in the mornings to keep my voice from sounding too horribly Casey Kasem on crackish. But nonetheless, it's working reasonably well, all things considered. And that's right, I can't really make you love me. I can just try and make you love yourself by giving you kind of what's going on, how it's going on, and what we can get going on to mitigate some of the effects of what's going on, because these are all techniques. These are all tactics. This is all psychological warfare. I'm walking around in the middle of a Northcom war zone here in downtown TDOT, enjoying myself and enjoying the wonderful city that I live in and the wonderful culture that I live in, but watching it being attacked as well and crippled by, you know, a number of subtle means. And one of them is the cover of the Metro. Today's Metro Free Daily Paper here in Toronto. You often get, you know, taken to TTC, our public transit system. And this is a subsidiary of Metro International, published here in conjunction with the Toronto Star. So on the left, it says Fashion, Paris Show. And it's got a pretty picture of Jessica Alba here in a little, you know, semi-cleavage-bearing dress that's white with sort of pinkish-reddish stains. And it says here, Jessica Alba attends the Christian Dior Show as part of Paris Fashion Week, Fall Winter 2011 at Musée Rodin yesterday in Paris, France. Paris was in full bloom yesterday as Christian Dior designer John Galliano opened the city's Fall Winter 2011 Haute Couture collections with a hothouse of petal-covered gowns and tulip-shaped skirts in a riot of colors. So that's taking up basically the left half of the cover of the Metro. Above that's a little hockey fighting, and then World Cup Dutch coach won't change tactics semifinal today. So a bit of sports at the top, a bit of sex on the left. And then on the right, spy chief remains unbowed. Fadden unapologetic in face of scathing criticism from committee co-chair Don Davies. CSIS director refuses to name provinces or municipalities involved. And there's a picture of him here, a little beady-eyed individual. Quote, I stand by my general message on foreign interference. It is more common here and elsewhere than many would think. This is CSIS head Dick Fadden. And so it says here, the unapologetic head of the country's spy service insists there is foreign interference in provincial politics and there is nothing wrong with Canadians knowing about it. I mean, this is insane. This is our Canadian Securities and Intelligence Director saying there's foreign interference in Canadian politics and there's nothing wrong with Canadians knowing about it.
4, 3, 2, 1, what we fighting for? 3, 2, 1, I don't know what. 4, 3, 2, 1, what we fighting. 4, 3, 2, 1, I don't know what.
And this is insane for a variety of reasons. You know, first of all, you guys have enough power. You guys just had the powers to throw Canadians in the back of vans and drive off with them during the G20. So you can't, you know, go and pick up some foreign spies you've basically identified. You're just going to let them operate. So I'm not even sure what the hell this you know, Canadian Security and Intelligence Service kick in the sack is. But apparently we're just supposed to hear this and live with it. Dick Fadden told the Rare July sitting of the Public Safety and National Intelligence Committee yesterday that foreign influence over a number of provincial politicians and public servants is a, quote, concern and a threat. The director of CSIS raised that concern during a CBC interview last month. He didn't deny that China was among the countries interfering in Canadian politics. So the concerns he raised do not, quote, constitute threats to the security of Canada, unquote. No lives are at stake and no national secrets are believed to have been compromised. So he did not apprise the public safety minister, Vic Toews, nor the Privy Council office. And so, yeah, in this, you know, whatever, 74-word Metro article, you know, juxtaposed with Jessica Alba, we're just supposed to sort of process this, accept it, and have it corrode our brains and our intelligence, you know. And then next page, G20 security, grotesque. And, you know, again, the Council of Canadians, who do some decent work, but they are, you know, they're a little bit soft in the sense of what they'll look into. And they kind of stay within official parameters to get this type of media coverage. But at least they're looking into this. Although, you know, my focus isn't so much on the cops as it is on the feds. Because I know how the cops act when the feds aren't here. And, you know, there's some issues there. But there's also, you know, I've had reasonable experiences, as I know many others have. Once they know who the hell you are and that you're not really a threat to them or anybody else, they don't really bother you much. And so, you know, it's at least personal experience. Now, it changes in different areas, different locations, depending on who you are, different colors and different economics and so on. But what happened during the G20 was not a cop thing, per se. It was an international summit. The feds were here. Intelligence agencies were here. And those guys pull rank whenever they can. Queen's visit goes high tech at the rim. There's a picture of her wearing 3D glasses here. Forget thee not. That she is, you know, possibly near or at the top of this global conspiracy. And so do keep that in mind out there. Feds pull flavored smokes off the shelves. No longer allowed to sell flavored smokes because, you know, they might get the kiddies addicted. Again, problem, reaction, solution, folks. They're just messing with us this way. They introduce something, an addictive substance, then they make it illegal, hard to consume or whatever. And it's ways of social control. The Nazis were huge anti-smoking guys. I'm not saying you should smoke. I'm just saying that the rules against smoking, when these same people allow genetically modified foods to sterilize us and give us cancer, you know, our health isn't what they're looking for here. Interpol makes unusual plea in hunt for fugitives. International Policing Agency, basically part of the Rothschilds. And so, yeah, they're now being, like all other international agencies, being raised to power. Tons of more stuff here in the Metro, including someone saying, if you don't like the Queen, maybe you should say we should form an economic union with the United States and Mexico and have an integrated North American currency called the Amero, from Philip Chong on page 11 of today's Metro. So you can see how subtly they're introducing these ideas. This is basically a guy who's writing in, apparently, in a letter. They only published two tiny ones, about 10, 15 words or 20 words each here in the Metro to kind of give us a taste. But our minds are being hit from a million subtle ways, and so we got to immunize them. So before Monsignor Michael Clifton takes over for Mr. Colin Smith today to give you 4 hours of One Flight Up, I'm going to break down some websites that you can peruse and share and encourage you to get out there and share this information. Target it. Select it. Use your intelligence and develop something. Create something. Put some time into something. Make a flyer. Burn a DVD. Give somebody something physical that they can digest at their own pace. Because you know, I've talked to lawyers, doctors, you know, others. And if someone's going too fast, and I'm a fast talker and I'm a fast thinker, but if you're going too fast, I'm not going to get it. Or even if I get it, I'm not going to remember it. But if you give it something to me, then I can get it, remember it, and I can digest it at my own pace. So it's more important than ever to get these ideas back into the top of our heads, because this was hot a couple of years ago. And there are people still doing it, but there should be a lot more as opposed to less. When it's getting harder to communicate, and you know, when I write a 200, 300-word email and I get accused of having verbal diarrhea, I'm shocked, because it's, you know, it's about a quarter, a third the length of a typical newspaper article. So we are getting less capable of handling complex information. And if we don't start handling that by trying to handle complex information, we'll lose our ability to permanently. And that could make, you know, making complex decisions or understanding them, for that matter, more difficult, which could lead to problems in a world run by the New World Order. So some websites to check out include Infowars.com, great overviews there, amazing work from the Alex Jones family of websites. And naturalnews.com, great health news. Trendsresearch.com, great wealth news. CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, Alan Watts, amazing radio shows, gives you a big philosophical framework for all this. VigilantCitizen.com for great news on how our celebrities are controlled and industries controlled, and how we can possibly do something about that, because we can. We can. And also a number of other sites. SeedsOfDeception.com for GMO foods. VRAN.org for vaccine risks and legal exemption forms. FluorideAlert.org and VoteOutFluoride.org for Claudia's great group here in Toronto. It's an election year, so, you know, let's get our politicians talking about something serious. Mammoliti just dropped out. Ford, Smitherman are still in, and tons of city councilors. Let's see if we can get something done for this city, if that's actually worth getting done, and so on. Locally, press4truth.ca. Go see the reports in the G20. Do not forget what happened here, because if we forget, they might pull it on us again. But if we don't, it'll be a lot tougher to. TorontoTrueSeekers.com, on the streets again on Saturday. So the guys are still at it at Dundas Square. ConspiracyCulture.com, great book and DVD store, Queen and Roncesvalles. The Toronto Street News, great paper sold by the homeless. But it is the summer here in Toronto. It is July. Hot damn it. We only got a couple months left of this stuff. So let's enjoy it. Let's have a great time. Let's look each other in the eye. Let's smile. Let's give each other some personal space. Let's respect each other's, size and intent. And yeah, let's, you know, we have a great city here because, well, we make it a great city. And when someone's trying to make it not a great city and make the world not a great world, what are we doing about that? While things are good, let's do some to keep them good and make them better. And that's enough for me on the 6th of July, 2010. Peace out, everybody. Monsignor Michael Clifton is next with 4 hours of jazz that you will not want to miss. Hope you have a great day.
We had fun, I think, back. Child prodigy, gifted in black. Freestyling, we wildin', banging on tables. I still have fun. My trio run me and Babel. Living on cable, living on TV screens, internet, DVD. What does this all mean? My life is like a dream, but inside I wanna scream. Cause when I wear my sneakers and jeans, I feel 17. My mama says get the cream, but hazardous money schemes to desecrate the art. I navigate my heart and delegate the sparks and admit when the pen hits the paper. From this Pike Square and water vapor originator.
I've been here since the start. I've walked a thousand miles. I'm here to beg your pardon. See through a thousand smiles. And when the day is over, I hope your will is done. I hope you're getting over. I hope you're having fun.
Like Run DMC, it's time to show up, blow up like TNT, or stay down like a nomad wearing a crown. I ricochet my vocabulary.